From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran says it will attend the international talks on Syria's future later this week. It marks the first time Iranian officials take part in an international summit aimed at finding a solution to the conflict in Syria. Iranian media reported that Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif will attend the meeting in Vienna, accompanied by three deputy foreign ministers, according to a foreign ministry spokeswoman. Meanwhile, the U.S. delegation will be led by Secretary of State John Kerry. The main set of meetings is due Friday. However, preliminary talks are expected Thursday. Germany's interior minister has sharply criticized Austria for sending migrants and refugees to its border without prior notice and under the cover of night. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, Thomas de Maizière says Austria's handling of refugees is out of order.
In the last days, the flüchtlingszahlen.
He says the number of refugees has risen very significantly in recent days due to a backlog on the Balkan route. He says thanks to a huge effort, they've managed to take in the asylum seekers and refugees in Bavaria and has distributed them further across Germany. A Somali official says a militant group al-Shabaab has taken possession of a small plane that crashed Wednesday west of the capital of Mogadishu. Sources tell VOA Somali service that 9 to 11 people were on board that plane that came down near the al-Shabaab-controlled village of Omar Deri. U.S. and European stocks rose Wednesday ahead of the Federal Reserve's afternoon decision, which investors hope will clarify the central bank's rate hike plan. The Fed is set to keep U.S. rates at their long-term record lows and may struggle to convince economists they could still go up before the end of the year. VOA News.